produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers, and welcome to the Faith Walkers broadcast. My name is Iona, and I am so glad you decided to listen in today. Here at Faith Walkers, we aim to reinforce, equip, and empower you to live a more faith-based and balanced life. Together, we'll explore tools which strengthen your physical, mental, and spiritual wellness. How? Through the intentional daily practice of flexing our faith muscles, fueled by biblically based, purpose-driven movement. Our goal is to live a more purpose-driven and satisfied life despite the trajectory of our circumstances. But before we begin, I must first send a shout out to two phenomenal sister soldiers, Miss Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network USA, and Miss Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today we're focusing on a two-part series. The first part is going to be faith strengthening. Together, we'll explore practical steps we can put into practice which will fortify our faith muscle. While this list is not all-inclusive, it is hoped that you'll be able to identify some practical steps that resonate with you that you can put into practice as you fortify your faith and thus your faith walk. First, let's define faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. In verse 6, it goes on to tell us that without faith, it is impossible to please God, and pleasing God should be the aim of all believers. Now, unfortunately, we find ourselves living in a world where the temptation to doubt God is constant. Since pleasing God is essential for an abundant life, building our faith should be a natural step in the process. Why? Because we are His children. Therefore, we need more than ever to learn how to trust His goodness to strengthen our faith. Let's build a stronger faith and a heart that trusts God's promises. Today, we're going to look at 11 of 22 practical steps to deepen our faith in God so that we can learn to trust Him in everything. Number one, remember God's faithfulness. Our faith will naturally grow when we make a conscious effort to look for ways to trust God. Pray and seek the Lord's help when faced with a need or going through a difficult time in your life. Then watch and wait. He will move because you're trusting in Him. Once you see His intervention or Him speaking into your difficulty, you will have something to hold on to. The next time you find it difficult to trust God, reflect back on how He moved on your behalf before, because He will do it again. And then step by step, you will build a strong faith that will help you overcome life's challenges. Number two, reflect on God's promises. Difficult things often arise suddenly in our lives, as if dropping out of the sky onto our life path. All you can see at the moment is a mountain, and if allowed, it will block your progress and your vision for what lies ahead. You see, when we focus on the mountain, we lose faith in God. Did you know that? Did you know that energy flows where our attention goes? In other words, you attract what you focus on. So shift your focus on His promise and not that mountain. As God takes you by the hand and leads you to victory, your trust will soon overshadow all your mountains. A good scripture reference would be Matthew chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Number three, set aside time to listen. Our lives are full of things demanding our attention and draining our time. I would like to offer a remedy for these distractions. Start listening to the Word of God on a daily basis. Instead of listening to music on the radio during your commute, you could try listening to a podcast of your favorite pastor, and instead of spending 2 or 3 hours a night watching your favorite TV programs, set aside some time for a Bible study instead. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 provides a list of what we should focus on, but life chokes these things out if you let it. Taking intentional steps to listen to the teaching of His Word will bring direction, hope, and growth to your life. Number four, ask. Ask the Lord Jesus to increase your faith. Just ask Him. This is a simple way to grow your faith. Ask Christ Jesus to increase it. Now, His followers asked Him to increase their faith in Luke chapter 17, verse 5. and they saw his miracles and listened to his teachings firsthand. To build your faith, ask the Lord to increase it to the measure needed to fulfill his will. God is faithful to his children, and his desire is for us to walk in faith. Number five, read and memorize God's word. There are a lot of bad things dominating our hearts, our minds, and our world, most of which will serve no purpose in hard times. In comparison, the word of God is a pillar of fire which guides us through the darkness of difficult circumstances. Reading the Bible reveals God's goodness and faithfulness. Your faith will deepen when you learn about the God that you serve. Memorizing Bible verses will help you when you're faced with trials. You will come out the other side of your trial in victory. I promise you. You won't be victorious because of your strength, though, but it'll be because you trusted in God. So each time you overcome with the help from the Word of God, your trust will grow stronger. Number six, surrender your trust to God. The sin of self-reliance is a prime example of lacking trust in God. If you're not trusting God, then your faith is based on something else. So who or what are you trusting? Having faith in other things restricts the power of God in your life. Eventually, you are disappointed because of human limitations. Why not do a self-inventory and note the areas of your life in which you have not surrendered into God's hands? And then ask him to take control. Trust your life to God's plans and God's ways. This will grow your faith because you learn that his ways are far better than anything you could have imagined. Surrender results in a stronger faith and a deeper trust in God. Number seven, identify areas of unbelief. It is best not to wait until you are in a crisis to discover your unbelief, because unbelief hinders your faith. Ask God to examine your heart and then write down what he reveals to you. Fight against your unbelief with the help of the Word of God. As you move from unbelief to belief, your faith and trust in God will flourish. Number eight, trust God with your pain. When difficult times come, and they will, it is easy to question the goodness of God. Your heart then starts equating God's goodness with your will, and this leads to disappointment. You must fix your mind and spirit on the promises of God and trust him no matter what. The purpose for suffering in your life is in God's hands. He has prepared enough faith for you to be victorious. So ask him to fill your spirit with all you need. There is pain in the night, but with God, joy comes in the morning. Number nine, denounce empty substitutions of faith. Today's culture's offer many, many idols for us to trust, but they are just empty substitutions for the living God. Good things like church, jobs, our family can become idols, and God, as we all know, directly opposes idols of any kind. So why not pray and ask God to reveal if you have based your faith on anything other than Him? Tear down any substitutes the Holy Spirit reveals and request His help to have faith in God and God alone. Once the Lord helps you remove the obstacles to growth, you will experience a greater measure of faith. Number 10, take your thoughts captive. Many Christians struggle with doubt, and God's word teaches us that we are not alone. John doubted Christ's identity, and even Thomas did not believe it was Christ when he first saw him. God is always calling his children out to deeper waters and into unknown areas. Why? To help us learn to trust him. So how do you deal with faith-crushing doubt? Pray and confess it to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Fight against your doubt with the Word of God. Look up Bible verses that will help you make your every thought captive and obedient to Christ. Ask the Lord to grant you the faith to overcome your doubt, and it will surprise you how much trust you will grow. And number 11, align your life under His will. Sin erodes our faith in God and causes us to feel we have lost God's love. When we do not feel loved or are ashamed, we avoid God's presence, just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Our feelings can, if allowed, drive us away from faith in God and His Word. A great way to build your faith is to repent and confess your sins, acknowledging God's holiness and aligning your plans under His sovereignty will open your life up to new and exciting ways to grow your faith. So ask God to show you if you have sin that needs forgiving. As you make His will the desire of your heart, you give glory to God and start your journey to a stronger faith. As we close out part one, I want you to remember these steps again. These steps are in no way inclusive, but they are a good place to start. God has gone to great lengths to make it possible for you and I to have a close relationship with Him, and faith and trust are crucial to that relationship. So as we close out, I want to close out with a song by Danny Gokey called Stand In Faith. And I'll see you guys next time when we look at part two of our faith work, faith strengthening.
Can't escape disappointment. Can't avoid the delay, but I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I stay. Gonna rise. rise to the moment. Gonna speak to the waves. Gonna push back the doubt that keeps dragging me down when I can't find a way. Don't need to see it, I saw you. To believe it from my breakthrough. Before you even move on, make a way. I was standing, faith, I saw you. Walk by the faith from my breakthrough. Live by the faith before you. Oh, I believe. Standing, faith, I saw you. See by the faith from my breakthrough. Receive by for healing. It's a season for change. To see miracles happen that no one can fathom as heaven invades. And it's more than a feeling, and it's anchored in praise. And when it's the darkest, it reaches the farthest and opens a way. Don't need to see it, I saw you. Oh, to believe it from my breakthrough. Before you
by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible. and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done. That teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun. That doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind. A scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her. An astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Hello and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K. And I am so honored and grateful that you have tuned in with me. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will inspire you, encourage you, and empower you along your journey. Today's topic is loss. Tupac Shakur said, "Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside while still alive." Yes, we know that death is a form of loss and a painful one at that. However, loss manifests in many forms, such as having a miscarriage, abandonment, and into a relationship or friendship, family, or work. When you've lost something or someone, it's hard to find your way back to a common ground or your new normal. But know that joy comes in the morning and there's light at the end of the tunnel. It takes time to heal and find your way through this journey. Losing someone through death, especially when it's unexpected or they have taken their life, can be tough. But no matter how you lose a loved one, you have to allow yourself to go through the grieving process so you can heal. It will take time, and it's best to go at your own pace, but there are things to help make it easier. One thing that can help make it easier is recognizing grief. It's okay to not be okay. And you'll have good and bad days, but you'll learn how to live in your new normal without your loved one. Take your time. So again, you want to make sure that you are recognizing that you are grieving. Just because you've had the funeral service or you've had the ceremony to celebrate their life doesn't mean that it ends there. Actually, that's when the journey begins even more. That's when the true journey begins. And so you want to make sure that you recognize that I'm still grieving. Hey, I miss my loved one, you know? And so you want to make sure that you recognize it. Don't be in denial, but recognize that you're still grieving. Two, take care of yourself. You want to maintain a good, healthy balance. You must take care of your emotional, physical, and health needs. Okay? Every day is not going to be great. You don't have to put on a mask and hide your feelings. But you want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to rest. You have to recognize even if you're not in a good mental and emotional state, so that you'll know what it is that you have to do or what you need for yourself. You may not even know what you need for yourself, but you can recognize that you may need help. So you want to just take the time to take care of yourself. And if you can't do it for yourself, allow someone to do it for you. I know this time during the holiday season, it can be rough, especially if you've lost a loved one during the holiday season, or just the fact that that person is no longer there during the holiday seasons or special celebrations and things of that nature. So you just want to make sure that you are looking out for your need and for your needs and doing what you can in the process of making sure that you take care of yourself. Third, you want to communicate, talk to people, be it a family member, friend, grief support group, therapy, or religious groups or support. You want to make sure that you can convey to someone that it may be how you're feeling. You know, I'm really struggling with this. You know, it may be that you need someone to be there with you. It may be that you need to talk to someone. You need to share these feelings, share what you're feeling so it can get out of your head and you can truly begin the healing process. Again, it takes time. Nothing happens overnight, especially when you're grieving a loved one or a lost relationship or whatever have you. It does not happen overnight. So you want to take your time, take it moment by moment, but communicate. And even if you don't know what you need, just to communicate and say, hey, I'm just struggling again. I'm struggling, or I just need some help and I don't know what it is. And allow yourself to accept the help. Allow people to be there for you. So you just want to take your time. Again, you want to recognize grief, take care of yourself, communicate. And then number four, draw comfort from spirituality and religion. It's okay to have questions or have your faith or religious beliefs tested. You may want to know, well, God or whoever your higher being is that you serve, why did you take them away? Why did you let this happen? Why them? Why not this person? Or, you know, there's some mean people in the world, but why them? It's okay to have those questions, but don't stay there. Talk it out with someone. Talk it out and get some support. No, it won't bring them back, but it will help you as you go through the process. It'll make it a little bit easier to navigate through the grief, to navigate through the pain, to navigate through them not being here anymore, to navigate through your new normal, okay? And then celebrate their lives, their life. Keep your loved ones' favorite things. Creatively express your feelings and thoughts. Engage in activities like hobbies, physical activities, healing art or literature, healing retreats. Keep old and make new traditions. Reminisce on memories via photos, videos, or other things, and create a memorial or memory object. You want to celebrate their lives when, you know, when the holiday season, so it won't feel so dreary. You know, do something to celebrate their life instead of looking at the fact that they're not here. So it may be eating their favorite food, or if they ate something on a certain day, then why don't you, you know, have that meal on a certain day, continue that tradition. It may be releasing balloons on their birthday or for Christmas or things. It may be planning something. It may be creating something, finding a way to honor their life, to honor their legacy, to honor their memory. It could be giving back to someone, but you want to make sure that you find ways to celebrate their lives, especially like on their birthdays, holidays, special occasions, things of that nature, so that it doesn't seem so dreary. And it celebrates them. It keeps them alive because they're not gone. They're forever with you in your heart. And so you want to just find ways to celebrate them. Again, you want to recognize your grief or that you're grieving. Take care of yourself. Communicate. Draw comfort from spirituality and religion and celebrate their life. Losing a loved one is definitely tough, but these five tools can help you ease the pain and let healing begin. Now, losing yourself in a relationship, no matter what type, is normal and can go unnoticed for a while, but you can regain yourself. We often lose ourselves because we don't know who we are. We're putting other needs above our own, as well as trying to please and make others happy. It's okay for your needs and desires and wants to be first. However, relationships are about balance, understanding, and growth. So it's healthy to take the time to learn who you truly are. This means take the time to get to know the ins and outs of who you are, what makes you happy, your pet peeves, your triggers, good or bad, your goals in life, pruning people and things out of your life that doesn't have the right energy and other things. Putting balance in your life shouldn't be a negative thing. It's just being honest, truthful, and making sure you value yourself as you do others. Know that change is inevitable and is necessary for growth. So be aware of the changes and communicate as you go. It is okay to set boundaries as you're growing, and know that you can compromise and please others without losing yourself in the process. Never feel that you have to overlook yourself or your feelings when dealing with others. You are important, and never forget that. So as you continue along this journey, I want you to remember that it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to create balance or set boundaries in your life as you grieve, as you look at your new normal, since you've lost someone or lost a relationship or whatever the case may be. Remember, grief comes in all different types of forms. So as you continue to dab through your journey in life, remember that you will make it. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and you will be okay. So to continue the dab journey, you can follow the Dab podcast, that is Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast, on Apple Podcasts, as well as other outlets, as well as you can connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K. And I want you to continue to be great on purpose. Until next time, I am your Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.